Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I want to share with you what will happen if you fail to nurture that seed in you and if you fail to birth that thing that is in you that you are supposed to birth. Why I have to talk about this is that a lot of times we think that we are inconsequential. Sometimes we also think that, oh, what is my own in the scheme of life? That my job is to just make sure I have food to eat, send my children to school, to have a shelter, live my life and die. That is not what is supposed to be your life. That is not what is supposed to be your destiny. The truth of life is that there is more to your life than that simple description. I mean, even animals, they do that. Yes, of course, God protects them, gives them shelter. But generally, animals get enough food to eat. They have gift for their children when they are still nursing their children, and then they die. You are not an animal, you are a human being. And listen, you are not even a higher animal. The concept of being higher animal is a joke. There are some people who just choose not to believe in the fact that God created the world. Decided to propagate the lie that we evolved. I mean, if we evolve, how come we have not been evolving since? I mean, we have been like this for a very long time, we are not evolving. That just shows you how stupid the idea of evolution is. Please, I'm not talking about evolution, let me focus on what I'm saying. The point I'm making is that there's something in you that the world needs. And that's, there's a seed that God planted in you. There's a seed that God planted in you by virtue of your experiences, your exposure, your learning, and other things that has to do with your life. What I say that it's important to take a step to make those seeds begin to manifest because someone needs it. If you fail to do that, the world will suffer because you have refused them something that you're carrying in you that they need. Do you understand what I'm saying? Therefore, I say this is the power of your fruits. The world we live in is riddled with problems and troubles. There are all kinds of challenges in different places. Those challenges were not created by God. Those challenges were some of things that were made by man. Some are things that God left for us that in the course of our cultivating the earth, tilling the land, and multiplying, we'll be able to put to use those raw materials that God has put to, that has given us. Because we do not currently harness some of those materials, that's why we suffer certain things. Do you understand what I'm saying? Therefore, with the problems in the world, with the challenges that we face everywhere, if you're a Nigerian, I want to talk to you specifically. With the amount of trouble we have in this country, Nigeria, you don't need to be told that we need more help than we can are currently getting. The help I'm talking about is not US aid or UK aid. I am talking about the help that you can give to me and the help I can give to you. There is something unique inside you that if you refuse to release it to the world, will suffer. I will give you a very practical example. You failed WAEC and you had to write WAEC 6 times for you to pass. Now, let me tell you, I understand that in the course of that time, you could have done exam malpractice and passed. But you say, no, I'm not going to do exam malpractice. I'm going to write from my head. And that made you sit for 6 years before you got your WAEC certificate complete. From that experience, you must have figured out, okay, this is what I did wrong. This is what I didn't do right. This is what I could have done differently and all that. Let me tell you something. Having gone through that experience, a seed has been planted in you. If you set out time to start off a program of teaching secondary school students how to write WAEC and pass, counting on your experience of failure and your eventual success, what is going to happen is that many people will be saved from the hassle of having to write the exam again and again simply because you have taught them from your experience of failures and success. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you had issues trying to deal with problem of sexual immorality as a young person and now you have overcome it, there are people that can benefit from that single thing if you take steps to teach them how you're able to overcome your own problem. The point I'm making here is this. Your experience has a lot loaded in it that someone else will benefit from. And let me tell you, it doesn't mean you must go through bad things. If you succeeded on anything, please teach the next person. You see, there's something they told us about white people generally. They say when they learn a thing, they write it in a book. The next generation comes, they read it, and they make advancement. It is one of the reasons that motivates me to write and write continuously on my blog. When I started blogging, it was not about money. Even now, it's not about money. Why I even talk about money now or need money is because this, I have to renew my website. I mean, I use different gadgets to make sure I write what I write. and have them uploaded on the website. But the essence is not money. The essence is that if you care to read what I have to say, if you care about what I think about issues, please come and learn. What I share with you is what I've learned. I cannot teach you how to build a happy home. Do you know why? I have never had one family home. This is January 2017 and I'm currently not married. But the things I've come to understand from my mistakes, from my successes, and from listening to observing other people, I share with you on that platform. It doesn't mean you have to start a blog. I am saying that you can go to teach your brother only, teach your cousin, teach your schoolmate, then you begin to extend this teaching to different places in the world. Now, that's just that on the other side. You may also find that you have a skill that when it comes to craft work, you are very excellent at it. They will teach you tailoring, but before the person that taught you tailoring, you will start doing better tailoring than he or she can ever fathom. They teach you fashion design, and when you pick a piece of cloth, what you can make out of it, nobody has ever made it. And when people look at it, they look at it with amazement like, wow, are you the person that did this? That is a pointer to you that there's a skill, there's a talent, there's an innate ability in you. What you have to do is this, take a step to begin to put those things to use for the benefit of the whole world. Take a step to begin to put it to use for the benefit of mankind. There's a cloth that is commonly called Senator in Nigeria today. Now, I'm not sure if I saw that kind of cloth when I was a child. But maybe somebody just woke up one day, designed it, and Nigerian senator started wearing it. Every guy that wants to wear traditional would wear it with a red cap or any kind of cap he chooses to. Somebody came up with that piece of fashion, and we have found that it's a good kind of cloth to wear. There are different areas of life. There are different ways of doing things. There are things that God has wired you to be able to discern, to decipher. What happens is this. If you fail to put those things to use, if you fail to start out to use them for the benefit of mankind, the world suffers. And there's something I want to remind you. Each time you take a step to do something for the benefit of mankind, each time you take a step to do something that will be of good to people, God naturally blesses you. This is what happens. You give those things you have, you give your uniqueness, you give the fruits of your seed, and they give unto you. Jesus Christ said something. He said, give, it shall be given unto you. Good measure, shaking together and running over. If you have the capacity to organize human being and material resources to build a business that will provide a solution to a problem, my brother, my sister, please take a step and start doing it. Do not wait any longer. Do not wait until condition is perfect. If you refuse to take a step, then many people will suffer as a result of it. Dangote is a man who organized materials and resources and is bringing solutions to us in different areas. And that is why we are giving him back. When you go to a shop, you buy Dangote salt, you buy Dangote sugar, buy Dangote this and Dangote that. And because of that, you give him money in exchange for the value he's creating. The point I'm making is that if you take a step to do something, you will not lack. God will make provisions available to you. And I can even tell you categorically, one of the keys to moving away from financial difficulty is to understand what is it that about me that when I give out to the world, they will give something in return to me, that it will solve a problem for them. Please begin to give it out. Start giving those things out. Give it consistently and continue to improve on the quality of your delivery. I can assure you most certainly, over time, you will build wealth in great measure. What's the point I've made today? I said there's something that God has put in you. If you fail to put those things, if you fail to start to create those, use those things to build value for people, what you do is that you allow us suffer what we should have overcome, what we should have stopped suffering, and you deny us of the better life that we can if you take a step to put those things to use.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Work, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free contents when you visit Brojid.com. That is Brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn. At Brogy World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.